This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Israel remains committed to that pledge. There will be no one left behind. None of us are free till all of them are free.
Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy, who says Israel is open to extending the pause in fighting. It's scheduled to end Monday after the fourth group of Hamas-held hostages are released. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and it says it, too, is open to the extension. Israel says it will extend the pause a day for every 10 hostages released by Hamas.
There are still currently around 184 people still being held hostage by Hamas since October 7th.
In the United States, there has been an arrest in a suspected hate shooting related to Middle East tensions. Here's AP correspondent Jennifer King.
ATF agents arrested 48-year-old Jason Eaton Sunday afternoon. Police Chief John Murad says the three victims, all 20-year-old Palestinian-American college students, were speaking some Arabic as they were walking during a holiday visit when a white man with a gun approached them and discharged at least four rounds from a pistol without speaking. Two of the three victims were wearing the black and white Palestinian keffiyeh scarves. I'm Jennifer King.
A severe snowstorm injured aid in Ukraine's southern Odessa region and caused power outages to more than 1,600 settlements across the country, forcing authorities to close over a dozen motorways. The extreme weather comes as tens of thousands of troops man frontline positions in the 21-month-old war with Russia, amid fears Moscow could target the power grid with airstrikes this winter, as they did last. This is VOA News. China congratulated New Zealand on the swearing-in of its new government and expressed the willingness to work with the new government to advance the China-New Zealand Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. Environmental groups have filed a legal action in Lisbon against Portugal over the alleged failure to put into practice its own regulation to tackle climate change. Portugal approved in 2021 a set of regulatory policies and legal instruments to combat climate change, but the three environmental groups say little progress has been made to meet goals and deadlines. A newly unsealed legal complaint claims that Facebook and its parent company Meta deliberately engineered its social platforms to hook children. Here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
The complaint, described in reports from the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, says that Meta had received millions of complaints about underage users of Instagram, but only disabled a fraction of those accounts. The lawsuit was filed in late October by the attorneys general of 33 states and originally was made public in redacted form. Company documents cited in the complaint describe several Meta officials acknowledging that the company designed its products to exploit children's impulsive behavior and susceptibility to peer pressure, and acknowledge that Facebook and Instagram are popular with children under 13, who, according to company policy, are not allowed to use the service. In a statement to the Associated Press, Meta says the complaint misrepresents its work over the past decade to make the online experience safe for teens. I'm Donna Warder.
Rescuers on Monday brought in what they call rat miners to drill through a narrow pipe and help pull out 41 construction workers trapped in a tunnel in the Indian Himalayas for more than 2 weeks now after high-powered machines failed to do so. The men, low-wage workers from India's poorest states, have been stuck in the 4.5-kilometer tunnel since it collapsed November 12th. About 250 dogs identified as XL bullies could be euthanized by the end of the year in the UK. After a string of attacks that left both children and adults either dead or injured, the government banned the breed after December 31st.
When the law comes into effect, those who cannot be rehomed, unfortunately, are going to have to be put to sleep.
That's Shireen Wheeler. She's chief executive of the Mayhew Rescue Center. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA.